Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Where is Lebanon headed? Al-Raya newspaper, issue 610, July 29, 2026, by engineer Majdi Ali. It has become evident, official, Lebanon, represented by President Joseph Aoun, Prime Minister Nawaf Salam, and Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri, is moving toward a peace process with the Jewish entity. Aoun articulated this during his meeting with U.S. President Trump, stating, quote, the ultimate objective of ending the state of hostility between Lebanon and, quote, Israel forever. Similarly, the parliament speaker is described as hailing from the south, supporting the cessation of hostilities and exerting significant effort. Indeed, the speaker himself emphasized his rapport with the president and prime minister, despite their prominent roles in steering toward peace with the usurping Jewish entity, by saying, quote, my relationship with President Aoun is excellent and my relationship with Prime Minister Salam is enduring. Meanwhile, during his meeting with Aoun, Trump declared, quote, the Abraham Accords have been, I think, a tremendous success. I think you're gonna see a lot of countries joining pretty soon. A remark likely alluding to both Lebanon and Syria. On the ground in southern Lebanon, the military situation indicates continued aggression by the Jewish entity. However, it is clear that the Hizb of Iran in Lebanon, which had repeatedly vowed to retaliate against attacks and refused to return to the November 2024 ceasefire agreement, is now restrained from responding. This restraint stems from the Hizb's self-imposed adherence to the Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and Iran, and its refusal to commit to the framework agreement between the Lebanese authorities and the Jewish entity. It is also bound by Iranian assurances not to engage in the current wave of escalation between the U.S. and Iran, a conflict that began 13 days ago and is currently marked by a cautious lull, leaving the Hizb's stance regarding recent political developments limited merely to rhetorical posturing. The Hizb of Iran, through its MP Fadlallah and other Hizb lawmakers, has announced that it will not resort to street protests, nor will it withdraw from or undermine the government. This is in addition to the military coordination on the ground between the Jewish entity and the Lebanese authorities under American auspices within the so-called pilot zones. All these circumstances, whether stemming directly from the political authority or indirectly from various political factions, indicate that Lebanon is steadily moving toward a lasting peace with the Jewish entity. This is an outcome America desires and vigorously champions, even if it requires pressuring the Jewish entity at this juncture to curb the very aggressions that embarrass the Lebanese authorities and domestic political factions. America has employed every possible means to cement the process of launching direct negotiations between Lebanon and the Jewish entity. This began with attempts to eliminate the military presence of armed groups in Lebanon under the pretext of restricting arms solely to state control, followed by the Jewish entity's criminal strikes, and then by linking the Lebanon issue to Iran, thereby portraying America as a champion of Lebanese sovereignty by opening a direct path for the country independent of Iran. The ultimate result of all this is Lebanon's open and direct pursuit of a peace process with the Jewish entity, a process that recognizes its right to neighborly relations, its right to occupy the blessed land of Palestine, and its right to a lasting peace, a peace that entity does not deserve so long as it occupies even a single inch of Muslim land. On the surface of the current reality suggests that Lebanon is heading toward the Abraham Accords, or whatever name such agreement might bear. But is this what will actually come to pass? The promise of Allah, mighty and majestic, is He, and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the fighting of the Jews and their expulsion from Muslim lands, along with the return of the Asham to its status as the heartland of the Muslim world, is an inevitable reality. There are many indications of this. It has been demonstrated that Muslims in general do not require vast resources to fight the Jews, as evidenced by events in Gaza since Operation Al-Aqsa Flood. as a faction of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps have done and continue to do so, challenging, albeit for strategic interests, America's immense military might. Furthermore, it has become apparent that the Ummah occupies a geographical position, enabling it to strangle its enemies. The Strait of Hormuz is a prime example. Imagine then a scenario involving the Strait of Gibraltar, Malacca, the Bosphorus, the Dardanelles, and Bab el-Mandeb, as well as the Suez Canal, all under the unified command of a leadership devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the Muslims, specifically the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, leading an ummah yearning for honor and empowerment. All of this and more than can be detailed here confirms that the various agreements currently being concluded will soon vanish into thin air by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ultimate outcome belongs to the pious, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah, blessed and exalted is He, wills it.